Well, good morning. Thank you all for coming, and thank you for each one that just had a part in leading our worship. Isn't the music this time of year the most beautiful of the year? Yes. Well, before we turn to the Word of God, would you join me again in talking to the God of the Word? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the beautiful music that has been written to help celebrate our Savior's birth. Lord, as we think about it and ponder it and consider it today, we pray that you would speak to us through your word. Speak to us like the angel spoke to the shepherds, that we might experience the joy and the peace that comes in following Christ as our Savior. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Amen. Well, let me ask you a question this morning as we begin. If you had really good news, who would you tell? Who would you tell first? Well, it depends. It depends on the kind of news that you had to share. All right? If you are announcing a run for public office, like many people are this time of year, you would tell the news media, right? That's who you probably would tell first. All right, if you were telling folks that you got a promotion at the office, okay, you probably would tell your family, right? All right, if you won $1 million, who would you tell? Nobody, if you were smart. The IRS would find out soon enough, right? All right, and if you were going to have a baby, you would probably tell the grandparents to be the aunts and uncles first, right? That's probably who you would tell. But God did a very odd thing. When God's son Jesus was going to be born, he sent a baby announcement to shepherds in the field. Okay? Now, just to give you an idea how crazy that would be like, it'd be like learning you were going to be parents and the first thing you did was go to the homeless shelter and tell people there. I mean, that's a comparable thing to what God did in telling shepherds. Shepherds were despised in first century Palestine. The nature of their work kept them from observing religious ceremonial law, which was a big deal to the religious people of that day. Shepherds were also considered unreliable. They were not even allowed to give their testimony in court. Okay, that's how unreliable they were. They were at the bottom of the social ladder. Everybody else looked down on them, and they spent their nights out in the fields with their flocks. So truly, I think we could say that shepherds were Bethlehem's down and outers, right? I think so. You know, we've become so accustomed to seeing shepherds by the mangers in the Christmas plays that we take their part for granted. But why did God choose shepherds to be the first to hear the good news about Christ's birth? Did you ever think of that? Why did God choose shepherds? Maybe if we pay some attention to them, we can learn something from them about how to prepare ourselves better to celebrate Christmas. And let's face it, Americans need help celebrating Christmas. Every year this time of year, we're confronted with the question, how should we celebrate Christmas? Several years ago, the Week News magazine ran a cover that asked, has Santa sold out? And it shows Santa on his sleigh with NASCAR-like sponsors plastered all over his sleigh. The article was called Christmas, the Growing Backlash Against Greed. In the article, it said that some millennials are turning their backs on the Christmas rush, and they're telling their friends and family not to get them presents. In one poll, 9 out of 10 Americans said that the nation has become too materialistic. Many said that they will celebrate the season with a family dinner, some personal reflections, and no store-bought gifts. Psychologists say they see many unhappy people, especially this time of year. They're unhappy because their lives seem empty because of runaway consumerism. Parents shower children with expensive goodies, and what does that do? It leaves them feeling greedy and ungrateful sometimes. And to pay for it all, people now work so hard that they ruin their marriages, their family life, and their health. The end result, the article said, is a spiritual emptiness as the year winds down. Isn't that interesting? So how should you celebrate this holiday? Let me suggest that if you're not a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, that You celebrate it by coming to Jesus, believing in him, asking him to be your Lord and Savior, and following him as his disciple. And the neat thing is that God changes us from the inside out. You know, I saw an article, how can we raise a kinder generation? Pointing them to Jesus is a good start. He loves you. He always has, and he always will. And where do we hear that God is love? What book in the whole world tells us that God is love? It is the Bible, the only book in the world that tells us that God is love, that he loves you and me. And he will give you hope where you now feel despair. God alone can take the broken pieces of our hearts and make something beautiful out of it. Where you now feel pain, he can transform it to peace. Some of you may remember Steve Saint. I don't know if anybody here saw Beyond the Gates movie. Steve Saint was the son of Nate Saint. His father was one of five missionaries who were martyred by Indians in Ecuador back in the late 50s. They were trying to reach the Waodani people for Christ. And Steve said that God never wastes a hurt if we will let him write his story with our lives. Bring your pain to Jesus and he will give you peace. And what better time to do that than at Christmas? And what if you're already a Christian? You already believe in Jesus. You've trusted him to be your personal Savior and Lord. How then should Christians celebrate Christmas? How should Christians celebrate? This is a very important question. The truth is that in many cases, we've allowed our Christmas celebration to become hijacked. The focus is now completely shifted from Jesus to light displays and Santa and Christmas dinners and getting the right presents for the right people under the tree. Am I right? That becomes the focus. And my goal in this Advent series this month is to help us get the real Christmas back as followers of Jesus. Right. Well, today the story of the shepherds gives us some clues on how to celebrate Christmas. We're going to look at Luke chapter 2. If you have your Bible with you, I invite you to turn there with me. Because I believe the way we should celebrate Christmas is seen in what the shepherds did in the gospel account. First, the Bible tells us that the shepherds spread the word. They spread the word. Here we see a beautiful picture of them at the manger. By the way, if you're into farming at all, that is what a first century manger looked like. It wasn't made out of wood. It was made of stone. Wood was too valuable to build a manger just to feed your animals with. Okay, but stone was plentiful in Israel. And I've been there and I've seen the stone manger. It's very interesting. But the shepherds helped spread the word. The Bible says in Luke chapter 2, verse 15, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. So what did the shepherds do? The shepherds spread the word, right? They spread the word. What does that mean? They told everybody they ran into what they had seen and what had happened. God used them to spread this heavenly message. And the fact that God was using them must have stunned them. I mean, they were just shepherds. But the angels came to the shepherds with this amazing message that Christ the Lord, the Savior of the world, had been born in the town of David in their hometown. Imagine how that made them feel. And despite what other people thought of them, the shepherds knew that people needed to hear this great announcement. And you know what's the same today? Jesus is the world's Savior. People are lost without him. Only Christianity has a Savior. What's a Savior? It's somebody who saves you when you can't do it yourself, right? And that's the predicament we're in. None of us is good enough. But Jesus lived the life that we should have lived and died the death we should die for our sin so that we could become children of God. What an amazing message that is. Only Christianity has a Savior. Who will tell other people this good news? One of the ways we should celebrate Christmas is by telling others the good news about Christ. That the baby in the manger became the Savior who died on the cross. And that by believing in him, they can have an eternal, abundant life. Starting right now. Maybe you'd object and you'd say, "Well, I'm a nobody. Who would listen to me? Besides, I don't talk too well." Let me ask you this. Who is more of a nobody than a shepherd? Yet their amazement and their excitement overruled their lack of ability. They knew what they had heard and seen. They knew what it meant, and they knew that everybody needed to hear about it. You know, once in a while you see in the news a story about somebody that has seen a UFO. Some of the people who see UFOs are educated, some are not. But even though people think they're a little crazy, they still tell people their story. Why do they do that? Because they're sure that they had experienced something from another world. And they had to tell somebody about it. It was so unusual. They had to tell somebody. You know, most of us have had some education. We read and we watch TV. We're ordinary people. Just the kind of people to whom God chose to announce the birth of his son. Our problem is that we're just not that excited about it anymore. We're afraid of what other people will say or think about us. We need to be more like the shepherds and just tell people what we know they need to hear. So the first way we ought to celebrate Christmas, I would like to suggest to you, is be like the shepherds. Spread the good news about Christ. Second way I'd like to suggest to you we should celebrate Christmas as followers of Christ is that we should be amazed. We should be amazed. The Bible says, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Everyone who heard the shepherds was amazed. You know, today people are rarely amazed at anything. Daytime TV has become like a vast wasteland of people with astounding problems. And we're used to shocking special effects in movies. We become used to the unusual. But it's hard to see how anyone could understand what Christmas is all about and not be amazed. Christmas is a story of God becoming man like us in order to save us from our sins. This truth was so astonishing that people even believed the shepherds when they told them. Aren't you even a little amazed anymore when you think about what God did for us? Yes, there is much about God becoming a man that we cannot understand, but even if we could understand every bit of it, we should still and would still be amazed. You know, when we're children, the whole world is full of wonder and amazement, isn't it? Especially at Christmas time. We readily accept the story of the baby in the manger as the birth of the Son of God. And if we will think about it, we will understand more what an astounding thing God has done to redeem us from our sins. The Son of God, the creator of the universe, became a helpless baby in a manger of hay. Why did he do it? To become a man who would die on the cross for our sins. Amazement is good. Amazement is good because it catches us by surprise when we realize what God has done. Will you take the time this year to stop for a moment this Christmas season and be amazed? Not only should we spread the word and respond with amazement, but the third way that we should celebrate Christmas is in verse 19. And that suggests that we should ponder it in our hearts. The Bible says, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Mary's response was pondering. What Mary did went beyond mere amazement, although I'm sure she marveled too at what God was doing. This wonderful woman also tried to remember everything that happened to her in those days and then tried to figure out what each of those things meant. In other words, she took time to think about spiritual things, just as we should do. The dictionary defines ponder as to think about something carefully over a period of time. You know, Christmas is a very busy time. There's presents to buy, cards to write, places to go, right? Presents to wrap. But our time is badly spent if we allow the busyness of Christmas to keep us from the Christ of Christmas and from reading the story again and again and thinking about it. Some of you didn't hear a word I just said because you're looking at your phone or thinking about what you have to do yet for Christmas, right? Am I right? Okay. But let's be honest. Modern Americans don't do much pondering, do we? Not at the speed of life we live today. I don't know about you, but I suffer from a problem common to many. I just don't seem to have enough time to slow down and think. And yet we must, if we're to celebrate the true meaning of Christmas. For us to understand its meaning, we must think about it. Folks, the first Christmas was not about light display competitions, Santa Claus and presents under a tree, nor was it about sleigh rides and snowmen and white Christmases. Newsflash, there probably wasn't snow that night, okay? Just saying. But in North America, we like our white Christmases, right? First and foremost, the first Christmas was about Jesus. Jesus, the Savior of the world. And Christians of all the people in the world should know that and celebrate that, right? When was the last time you took time to ponder? To think about Jesus instead of your gift list and whether, did I get presents for everybody on my list or not? Did I miss somebody? So when we celebrate Christmas, we should spread the word, should be amazed at what God has done for us, and ponder these things in our hearts. But there's one other clue from what happened to the shepherds that will help us celebrate Christmas. And that is that we must let the truth change us. We must let the truth about Christ change us. The Bible says that the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen and heard. Let me tell you, for shepherds, that was a big change of heart, okay? They became very religious people, glorifying and praising God for what he had done. They returned as changed men. That means that they didn't just speak to others about the birth of Jesus. They also spoke to God, praising him for it. They saw the birth of Jesus Christ as something God had done. And they wanted to thank him for doing it. When they heard, they believed that Jesus is the Savior of the world. Here's a suggestion. If you want to celebrate Christmas like Mary and the shepherds did, don't begin with verse 17 that tells us to tell others about Jesus. Begin with verses 18 to 20, which tell us to wonder at the birth of Christ, to ponder its meaning, and to praise God for it. Will you praise and thank God for sending Jesus this Christmas season? Think about why Jesus came to earth on that cold night so long ago, and marvel that because of his birth and because of his life and his death and his resurrection, you have not suffered God's just punishment for your sins, but you can be saved from them and become a child of God and have access to our Heavenly Father and have eternal life and all that goes with it. That is the real gift of Christmas, folks. Do you see it? Some people are so distracted by the presents under the tree that they never see the only gift of Christmas that keeps on giving forever, and that's who? Jesus. If you are a Christian, let me ask you this. What has happened to your passion for Christ? What has happened to your passion for the Lord? The love you had for him when you first put your faith in him. For some of us, if we're honest, Christianity has become a pleasant weekend diversion. After church today, lunch will be more important to some folks than Jesus. Isn't that sad? Where's the excitement we once felt? Where's the joy that made our hearts sing all day? Remember what Jesus did for you and thank him. Tell him that he'll be the first in your heart again. And after you have really thought about these things and thanked God for them, then go back to verse 17 and tell others as the shepherds did. And then think about what you can give back to the Lord for this amazing gift. Let me give you a hint. You know what God wants for Christmas? I think he wants you and me. He wants your heart. Will you give it to him today? What does that mean when we say we gave our heart to someone? We're giving them all of our love, and they have the first place in our heart. And that's what it means to give your heart to Jesus. So how should we celebrate Christmas? Well, let's learn from the shepherds and imitate their enthusiastic response to the best news the world has ever heard. Okay? First, begin where the shepherds began and ended. Be amazed. Wonder. Praise God. And then go and tell others what you've seen and heard. Be amazed all over again at how God works in their lives through this message. And next, ponder it. Read the Christmas story again and think about all that God has done. And then, like the shepherds, let Christmas change your life for the better. So how should we celebrate Christmas? It's not enough for us to meet here on Sundays and sing Christmas carols and eat Christmas dinner with our families and open our presents. If that's all we do, then we have forgotten the message of the angel. The Bible says, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that shall be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.'" You know, one of the neat things about that is the angel says, "Don't be afraid." And I wish I could have shown you that little clip of Linus giving the Christmas story, because when he gets to that part where he says, "The angel said, 'Fear not,'" if you'll go back and look at it, Linus drops his security blanket when he says, "Fear not." We don't have to be afraid. We have security in our Heavenly Father because a Savior has been born, Christ the Lord. And if we can learn to celebrate like the shepherds, we can recapture our amazement and our mission as well. Let me ask you a question. Did you ever try out for a part in a Christmas play when you were a child? Did you ever do that? Maybe if you were lucky, you were old enough to be playing a shepherd in the play, and if you were chosen for the part, do you remember how you felt? After Sunday school, you raced out into the church, you rushed home to find your mom and your daddy and go, "Guess what? I got the part. I want to be a shepherd in the Christmas play." Has that ever happened to you? Remember how excited you were? Will you let the excitement of Christmas fill your heart again and share it with someone this year? The shepherds were wiser, I think, than some of us. They knew what to do, and God worked through them in spite of their weakness. And in the same way, I think that God can work through you and me. Can you think of anyone you know who needs to be told the amazing story of Christmas? How could you do it during the Advent season? Perhaps with a card, or by baking some of that Christmas bread we talked about last week. You may have never been a shepherd in a Christmas play, but you can play the role of a shepherd this Christmas. Will you be a shepherd to someone this Christmas and point them to Jesus Christ? Tell someone the good tidings of great joy which shall be to all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the good news that we celebrate this season of the year. And to live in a country where it's a federal holiday to celebrate the birth of Christ. What a blessing that is. Lord, help us as followers of Jesus to take advantage of that wherever we are, at school, at work, with friends, with family, to play the role of a shepherd and to point people to Jesus Christ. They might find the peace and the hope and the joy and the rest that comes in Him. Lord, I pray that for us all in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen.